Prefixes. Prefixes are parts of parts. It's a part that you can put in front of a word to make a different word. And there are different prefixes. I have some here. Like this prefix is a word part added in front of a base word to change the meaning. So let's say I have this prefix and it says re. And this meaning of re is again. So the word, the prefix re means again. So if I were to write re in front of write, it would say rewrite. So that's telling me when it says rewrite that I have to write it again. So the definition for rewrite, I have to write it again. So you're making a new word. So if I were to take that, it's just write. But it says rewrite, and it means again, so it's telling me to write it again. The prefix un means not. So if you put it in front of a word like kind, like I am kind, and then I put un here in front of kind and I make unkind, that means I'm not kind anymore. I'm not a very friendly person. Unkind. Pre means before. So if I have the word made and it says pre and I add it, it says pre-made. That means it's already been made. It was made before. Already made. Dis means not or opposite of. So I could say dishonest. Dishonest. And I could write a dishonest. So what does that say? If I'm honest, right here, if I'm honest, and I put dis in front of it, then it's the opposite, so now I'm not honest at all. I'm not honest. Im is not an opposite of. Right here, I'm polite. I'm polite. I have manners. I'm polite. I tend to help people. But if I put im in front of it, impolite, it creates this word, impolite, then I'm not polite anymore. I don't want to help anyone, and I don't want to be nice to anyone. So I'm not polite. None means not. So that means none plus sense. It spells nonsense. That is, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. Then miss means wrong and bad. So then I have behave, and if I were to add misbehave, then it would be misbehave, then I'm not behaving anymore, I'm getting in trouble, so I'm a bad person because I'm getting in trouble, I'm misbehaving. Prefixes go in front of the word. They will always go in front of the word. Prefixes go in front of the word. They do not go at the end, they go in front of the word. Then we have the next prefix. Now, I want you to notice what these say for these prefixes because you're going to be doing this by yourself, okay? So you have a prefix, anti. It means against. You have auto. It means of or by oneself. You have by, it means to or twice. You have ex, it means former, like someone you've already known. Micro is small. Miss is badly or wrong, which we've already gone through that one. Multi means many. Many, like when we were going over the multisyllabic words, they were many. Over, too much. Re, again or back, again or back. Sub, under. Sub means to go under. Under, not enough. That's not enough. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to use these here to do this work. Okay? I did the first one for you. Anti plus war means anti-war. But what's the definition? The definition is you're against war. You don't like war. So now you're going to do autograph. And you're going to put it together and you're going to give me the definition. You may use a dictionary if you want to.